Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. A frequent topic of discussion on this program is the role and or place of the arts within the church. American author and broadcaster and artist J. Scott McElroy has written The Creative Church Handbook, releasing the power of the arts in your congregation as a guide to how churches can develop a tailor-made arts program. Scott is on the phone with us from his home office in Indianapolis to talk about the book. But before we begin our conversation with Scott, let's listen to Just Getting Started, the title track from Carolyn Aaron's latest CD, Just Getting Started, an acoustic reflection on 20 years of music.
Back when we were kids, every day we would wish we would just hurry up and get older. All our days soon obliged and went whistling by, and now time marches on like a soldier. There have been moments so sweet and so good, I would have frozen the frame if I could. Hope I were more like movies than photographs. Everything's moving so fast, but this is the preface to the introduction, the opening act in an endless production. Oh, this is a map that we haven't yet charted. We're just getting started. These are but tastes of the banquet before us. The music is great, but just wait for the chorus. From delivery rooms to the dearly departed, we're just getting started. Now the miles all fly in the blink of an eye, but it's still a good race we are running. And it matters so much because it's taking us on the journey that is our becoming. All that we love, all the choices we make, they make us and shape us till one day we take every age we have been, every song we've sung into the age that's to come. 'Cause this is the preface to the introduction, the opening act in an endless production. Oh, this is a map that we haven't yet charted. Just getting started.
And now to our interview with Scott McElroy. Good evening, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. Now, looking at it and looking at your information, you're a writer, you're a speaker, you've spent time as a voiceover artist, you've got about a three-decade career in broadcasting. How did all of this lead to the passion that you have for the arts and its place in the church?
You know, well, it was really God focusing me down to that. As you know, I went through a crisis in my life in the 90s, and that's what the book really came out of, and that drew me towards really focusing on God and trying to discover a conversational relationship with Him, and He drew me into that, and so that became something that moved me into trying to collaborate with Him and hear His voice in my creativity. And as I did that, then I realized that this was something that other people needed to know about, and He just encouraged me to actually write a book about it. So my first book, Finding Divine Inspiration, came out then. And that was really for artists and others to understand the importance of a collaborative relationship with God and how it can change their work and their lives. And as I was speaking about that and talking to others about it, I realized that there was really a void in the church of where artists should be. And how they should fit in. And so, you know, the first step is, as an artist, learning to connect with God in your work. And then, you know, where do you take that from there? And the church should be a natural place for the artist to express what God has given them. But it also should be a place that's full of creativity. And it hasn't been in a lot of instances, especially in the States. And so this was something that God just kind of brought to me, like, to try to encourage churches to understand the importance of creativity, where the artist fits in, and those types of things. So it became, like with the first book, it was kind of a compulsion that God just kept encouraging me to do it and not letting me out of the deal. And so I couldn't not write the book. So here we are a few years after he gave me the idea, and it's come out. It's on InterVarsity Press, Creative Church Handbook, and I'm pretty happy with it. So,
well, I want to go back just for a second. We were talking about finding divine inspiration. I think that's where we first connected, was when you were in the area, and I think it was in Cambridge. You were promoting the book and doing some workshops on that. Have you seen a change in the church and its, I guess, acceptance, for lack of a better word, of using art, artistic expression, and creativity? Has there been a change in those 3 or 4 years just since you wrote that book?
Yeah, there has. Actually, the book came out in 2008, and so it's been several years now. But at that time, there weren't a lot of books on the artist's role in Christianity. And since then, there's been a lot more that have come out. So you see a lot of artists kind of waking up to this. And through that, you know, a lot of churches have started to question what needs to happen. So, yes, I've definitely seen an increase in the interest. And I think that's one of the reasons why you have a publisher like InterVarsity, who's a well-known publisher. They publish very good material, and they're evangelical, they're ecumenical. And they saw a lot of merit to this title, so and to this idea. And actually, over the years, InterVarsity has supported the arts in ways. They were the ones who published Art in the Bible by Francis Schaeffer back in the 70s. They published Imagine by Steve Turner in 2001. Some really landmark books in the growth of where the arts and Christianity intersect. And so for me it was a natural look for them to go, okay, we recognize that churches are interested in this, and we think that this is a title that churches will go, oh yeah, we need to look into this. To me, that alone says that something is happening. But I've also talked to enough churches around the country, and in Canada also, that are interested in this, who are saying, and many of them are saying, yeah, we want to do something with the arts, but we just don't know what. So we're kind of at that point. We are definitely in a growth time, and I call it a new renaissance that is really happening. And I think that 50 years down the road, we're probably going to be looking at, church historians will be looking back and going, wow, there's this 500-year period where there wasn't really any art in the church going on, visual art especially. And that's over now, and they'll have like a name for that 500-year period, you know, from the Reformation up until recent days here. And they'll say, I don't really know why that happened. It was maybe the colorless time or something like that. but I think that we're really coming into a new place. I don't know how soon it'll be, but where most churches are going to embrace the arts and at least acknowledge that they have a place in our expression of faith and in our faith journey.
Yeah, and I think that's so true. I mean, I'm noticing that here up in Canada, and the number of things that are going on within that, and even groups that are sort of doing things outside of the church at the moment, but are trying to bridge their art forms to what's happening within the church. Looking at the Creative Church Handbook and the whole development of it, when did you first start thinking about this particular book? And sort of what was the process from sort of inception to finally getting it published? How long did that take?
Well, it was 2008. 2009, that was it was probably, I don't know, maybe 6 months or maybe less than that after Finding Divine Inspiration came out. And I was doing a lot of traveling at the time. I was going to every Christian arts conference I could find. And I recognized that a lot of Christian artists or artists who were Christians felt like they didn't have a connection with others. And they were just kind of out there on their own. So, I started praying about possibly starting an organization that would help them connect and help churches find resources and, you know, just connect the whole creativity and the arts and the church thing. And and God was really saying, no, it's not time for that yet, until September of 2009. And at that time, the Pope announced that he was going to be holding a summit with world-renowned artists at the Sistine Chapel to talk about rekindling the relationship between the arts and between the artists and the church. And, I prayed about it again. I felt like God was giving me a release to start the new Renaissance Arts Movement. And our first act was really to offer a starting point and a rallying point for churches around the world to kind of have a day of solidarity with the Catholic Church and with the Pope and this initiative he was doing, and say, and pray for the arts and their church, and pray for artists, and gather artists together. And so that was the first thing that we did. And so that was that was really drawing me into this need for more material for churches and more of an understanding of the arts, and even more of a way to be able to present to pastors and leaders who didn't really understand the arts what the value and what the importance of the arts' role in faith and creativity's role in faith is. And through that, God started calling me to put a book together here. And it's sometimes writing can be a very fearful process, because you're called into something deeper that you can really handle, that's over your head. And that was the case for this. So it took me a number of years of gathering information and talking to people. In the end, I probably did 60 interviews with leaders, and I went to a lot of conferences. I met a lot of people, talked to a lot of folks about this. But really, the changing, the point of fuel for me, where it became something that was more than just an abstract concept, was probably in 2010, where I was at and I described this in the book, I was at a church conference at my church in Indianapolis, and we were doing a kind of a time of meditation and just trying to hear God's voice. And I felt like that he was speaking to me as I got quiet and asking me the question, what if creativity and the arts are not just something that is nice to have in the church? What if it's essential for the growth and the maturity of the body of Christ? And that question was really intriguing to me. So I started asking people that I knew and theologians and pastors, what do you think about this question? And they were like, yeah, I think that's right on. Mm-hmm. That was really the fuel for me to go, this is really something really important for the future growth of our church. It's not just something nice, Dallas Willard puts it, just icing on the cake. It's the meat and potatoes. We need to get the importance of creativity and the arts and imagination in our churches so that we can really grow as the body of Christ and be complete.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about that and a couple other things, including what's happening in Canada. But we need to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with our guest, Scott McElroy, who is the director of the New Renaissance Art Movement. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Promise, yeah, how this will be my rest. Eastern morning till I do, and I'm convinced it's doable, 'cause I believe in second chances, just the way that I believe in you.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to New Year's Day from Just Getting Started, from the Just Getting Started CD by Carolyn Ahrens. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Scott McElroy. Scott, what you were talking about beforehand in terms of talking to pastors and seeing the art as being something essential within the congregations, I guess that was one of the reasons you led to subtitling the Creative Church Handbook as Releasing the Power of Arts in the Congregation. Have you seen that happen? Have you seen arts really really impact and make a difference in congregations?
I have. I think one of the things that the arts do really well is kind of activate the creativity that's inherent in each person who is a Christian in the congregation. Whether you're a maker, whether you actually make art or not, you are a creative person, because we are children of the great Creator, and we're made in His image. And so there is creativity inside of us. Now that comes out in the way that we deal with daily with things like decisions of what we're going to eat, or what we're going to wear, where we're going to go. God can be and wants to be involved in those things. And as Christians, we live and move and have our being in Him. We give Him our lives. So we are constantly, as a Christian, there should be a question in the back of our mind, Lord, what would you have me to do, kind of thing, so that we're being led by the Holy Spirit throughout our day. That's not to say that we're robots and we don't do anything without God telling us to do it. That's not what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you understand what I'm saying, but
yeah.
To activate that creativity in every believer is part of the church's role, so that we're encouraging believers to listen for God. And Jesus did some amazingly creative, kind of off the wall kind of things. And he said that he didn't do anything except that God told him to do it, unless he listened to the Father and the Father directed him to do it. You remember that there's a blind man and he spit in the mud and put it on the guy's eyes. He wrote in the sand instead of answering the teachers. He did all kinds of things that were unusual, and God was instructing him to do those things. As believers, God will often take us out of our box and move us in a direction that doesn't seem to make sense. But as we kind of get to know Him better, and hear the voice of His Holy Spirit, then we go along those pathways, and we find that how creative He is and how creative He wants to be through us. Well, the arts help us expand and see that things don't have to be literal, or they don't have to be didactic. They can be they can be more abstract, and God actually works like that. There were times in, we'll take the building of the temple, some of the ideas and some of the creative things that God wanted in the temple were actually not literal. I think Francis Schaeffer talks about pomegranates and the color of the pomegranates that God wanted in the temple, and it's a color that pomegranates can't beat.
Mm-hmm.
And you also look at things like the nebulas out in space you can see from the Hubble telescope, how abstract and beautiful they are, but they don't have necessarily a direct purpose to get somebody saved. That God enjoys beauty, and He loves beauty and creativity like that. So I think the arts and creativity help open us up to the things that God is actually calling us to and get out of our boxes. And it's so important to have that larger view that He brings in our mm-hmm. churches.
Well, looking at this, and you talked earlier about, you know, going to all sorts of conferences and doing a number of interviews and that to pull all this together. And I know that you've had a chance to look at some of the things that are happening in Canada. Do you see any differences between what's happening with arts and creativity in Canadian churches compared to what's happening in the U.S.?
Well, I in the churches that I have connected with in Canada, I find that there is more of an openness. There is more of a this should be happening, and what can we do? And I think part of that has to do, in the little bit of research that I've done with the historical support of the arts that the government in Canada has, and there's debates on whether that actually helps make better art or not. I think that just the fact that they've done surveys. I was just reading one in 2013 where the majority of people in Canada who were surveyed over this phone survey said that they believed it was important to support the arts through government funding. And that's not necessarily the case here in the States. It's still more of like a capitalism, you know, the whoever mm-hmm. sells the most kind of wins kind of thing. And So we're still fighting this battle, you know, more so, I think, in churches in America, of trying to explain to artists, rather pastors, how important the arts are. Whereas I think in Canada, because of the government support that's already in place, that many churches realize that, oh yeah, this is an important part of mm-hmm. life and of what we do. We just need to support the arts. Do you think that's accurate?
I think so. I think one of the, and I know that one of the challenges that Christian artists have, per se, or artists who are Christian, is and often breaking through with some of that government funding, because there's still this whole idea of it being non-sectarian, multi-faith, multicultural. And so if you're doing something specifically from a faith perspective and that becomes part of your application, sometimes it's a little more difficult for artists to do that. And what I find some Christian artists who have been successful is they've presented themselves as artists, and that they're painting from a particular worldview, and they're able to work through and nuance applications not lie, but just nuance the way they're applying in order to have it more acceptable by government bureaucrats, who they know would automatically turn it down if they knew it was a particularly Christian piece of art.
Sure, and that's a whole other discussion that
we
can
exactly.
get into another time.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, though, in terms of some of the things that you've been seeing in Canada, that was there one church or one ministry that kind of stood out for you?
Yeah, there was. There's, I believe it's Lakeside Church in Guelph.
It's Guelph, and I'll have to claim full disclosure here. That's the church I attend. But yeah, so you're saying Lakeside Church in Guelph?
Yes, I really like the arts residency program that they have there, and I spent some time talking with Chris Deves, who runs that. It's a well thought out program that feels like it's a Canadian approach to an artist residency in a church, and that was not necessarily how can I describe it? I did write about it in the book. But I like the fact that that what they're doing is trying to encourage artists to be part of just the overall arts community in Guelph, and to be, to have a gallery show and things like that. It's not necessarily we want you to make art that's going to win people to Christ or have a really overt Christian message. It's just make your art, and we will help you get into the community, and it's great if people come here and see your work. But you do what you do, and we want to support you mm-hmm. in that. I really like that, and they've thought it out well, and they're evolving it every year as they go along. So that was something that is of interest to me.
Great. Well, let's take one final break, and then we'll come back and finish our conversation with Scott McElroy. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Father, Thy Will Be Done from the Just Getting Started CD by Carolyn Ahrens. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Scott McElroy. Scott, where can people find out more, get more information on the Creative Church Handbook or even the new Renaissance art movement itself?
Well, the Creative Church Handbook is available wherever books are sold, but you can get a signed copy at my site. You can see the contents more, and that's jscottmcelroy.com.
And McElroy is McElroy. Looking at that, just quickly before as we wrap up, if you had to give one piece of advice, some of the advice that's in Creative Church Handbook, what would it be?
God is a creative being, and He wants to work through us, and that our creativity doesn't have to look like anybody else's. It looks like what He puts inside of us. I think that's
great.
One piece of advice. I could go a lot of different directions with that, Robert, too.
Yeah. Well, Scott, thanks very much for your time tonight.
You're quite welcome. Thanks a lot for having me on the program.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Scott McElroy. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.